Hi, Dee. Thank you for your
Oh,
patience.
yes. Hi, doctor. You mentioned severe dry eyes a few minutes ago,
You
and
betcha.
boy, I have this big time. I'm 75 years old. I've been diagnosed, well, first of all, I have glaucoma, open angle. I was also diagnosed 4.5 years ago with severe blepharitis that was not treated. It went into meibomian eye gland disease, where I've lost 75% of my eye glands. And right now I'm taking 20 times a day those over-the-counter refresh drops. It helps. They help a little bit. 10 times a day I take autologous eye drops by prescription. That's the eye drops made with my own blood. And it's mixed with saline. It's done by Ross Compounding Pharmacy. You mentioned a hormone that can help with a person's help the glands secrete oil in the eyes.
Yes,
Could
ma'am.
you tell me about that and also help me with this terrible disease of blepharitis?
All right. Well, where would you like to start, ma'am? You've mentioned glaucoma, blepharitis, and dry eyes.
I'd like to start with, my severe dry eyes caused from blepharitis, which continues, yes.
Okay. So the blepharitis, is it only causing your dry eyes, or usually it does something to eyelids? That's why I'm asking. What all is it doing?
Yes. Oh, good question. I also, by an ophthalmologist, have been diagnosed with ocular rosacea, and for the past 3 months, I've gone in for 3 visits by a corneal specialist, and I have eyelashes. This is the blepharitis causes this. My eyelashes to turn in towards my eyeball, my cornea, and scratch my cornea. And the doctor says this is getting better, but this is going to be probably a lifelong thing where he's going to have to pull my eyelashes out. And I have about half my eyelashes gone now. And that is a very extremely painful process. Which,
no kidding.
Yeah, each time I go in, it takes an hour. He does my upper and lower eyelids. And it's something that I think a person should have general anesthetic for, honest to God. Go into a clinic, a hospital. It is very painful.
Okay, ma'am. Let's see here. Is there any infectious component to this at all? Frequently there is an infectious component to blepharitis, but not always. Is there any infectious component that you've been told about?
Yes. I'm on doxycycline once a day. This is the second month I'm on it. Yes, and I believe he said this is pretty much for the, if I understand him correctly, the rosacea, eyelid rosacea.
Okay, ma'am. Do you have rosacea elsewhere in your face? You know, the little veins in the cheeks and
no,
so forth?
No, not really that I'm aware of, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just curious.
Mm-hmm.
All right, number one. When I was in medical school, which was back in the dark ages, as you probably guessed, that's what my kids say anyway, the hospitals I worked at, as soon as the babies were born, this is relevant to you, bear with me, drops of silver were put into those babies' eyes. Did any of the babies get hurt? No. So what were they doing that for if, it wasn't hurting, why were they doing it? Because silver kills germs. And they were thinking, particularly some of these charity hospitals, that might be a little bit more problem with sexually transmitted diseases hanging around in mom, and then baby's born and baby catches it in the eyes and so forth. So they simply put silver in every baby's eyes just to prevent that. And I don't know how many hospitals are still doing it. Haven't been around hospitals lately, but it was uniform in the 60s when I was in medical school, and no baby ever got hurt. So I don't know why that isn't being taken advantage of now. If you've got an infection in your eyeball, why take tetracycline, which is going to kill off normal gut bacteria and force you to take probiotics, and it isn't good for the body anyway. By the way, did you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to detour a little bit, and I know there's folks waiting, but some researchers over in the Middle East wanted to know why they found ancient bones from 3,000 or 4,000 years ago that glowed in the dark, and they discovered it was tetracycline. Huh? They didn't have tetracycline pills back then? No. But the fungus that makes tetracycline originally, was found growing in some of the old grain containers that they also dug up. So, ma'am, you're storing that tetracycline in your bones, too, as well as getting it into the gut. Silver kills germs. Look it up. It's been used for years, and silver drops are available in all the places you want to look. Tahoma Dispensary has them. Natural food stores have them. Compounding pharmacies have them. And that will take care of any infectious component there is, and I'm surprised you haven't been told about that. Okay, number two, ma'am.
Okay.
You've still got 25% of your meibomian glands left, you're telling me.
Yes.
Well, I hope that's enough to turn them back on. Back in 1999, Dr. Callahan published that meibomian glands are testosterone-dependent in both genders. This stuff, that's what I was talking when I was yammering on to begin with, about everyday medical research. If folks would do their medical research, they'd find it first by Dr. Callahan, and then within a year, somebody followed up by having people put a little bit of a little bit of a testosterone in a carrier base and stick it on their eyelids, and what do you know? Their dry eyes went away. And what we find over and over and over and over again, ma'am, is particularly in women who happen to be past menopause, where the ovaries quit making testosterone anyway. If they have dry eyes, their testosterone levels are low, and so we have them start with a little dab of testosterone on the eyelids and encourage them to use overall systemic testosterone along with estrogen and progesterone, and as you might expect, and that takes over from having to dab the eyelids. But dabbing the eyelids is necessary to start with to get the testosterone in there locally. Now, again, this is all in research papers, and why it isn't used is because us doctors get most of our education from the patent medicine companies these days, insofar as treatment substances, and we're not taught this stuff in medical school. It's a shame, but we're not. So we have silver drops you might take advantage of. You might get your serum testosterone and free testosterone checked, but please, ma'am,
if you do,
work with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and knows how the heck to give it properly and safely, because so often people are treated with some routine testosterone gel and they're not followed up properly and they're not balanced off, being women, with estrogen, which they should be, and progesterone. So there's that. Now let's go over to the glaucoma, ma'am. Good
Thank
grief.
You.
Published in Science Magazine. Published in Science Magazine just 2 years ago. Here's these little experimental animals which are bred so that every one of them gets glaucoma. No kidding. They do that in research. 92% of those animals did not get glaucoma when they were placed onto niacinamide when they were young animals. Only 8% got it. And before that, it was 100%. What does niacinamide do? The researchers even found that out. It activates the mitochondria, which are the little energy engines in every cell. But specifically here, it activates the mitochondria within the eyeball cell, and the mitochondria throw off more energy called ATP. And with that extra ATP, the eyeball cells can get healthy again. And guess what? They 92% prevented glaucoma. Ah, ma'am, there are so many things that have been neglected that could have been done for you. And there we have three of them. Silver drops, we have testosterone, and we have niacinamide. Now, niacinamide, fortunately, is something that one can take and monitor on their own, because if we take too much, it'll give us nausea, and if that happens, we got to back off or quit for a little bit and then use a lower dose. But no nausea, no problem. I've worked with this stuff since 1974, I think, and no nausea, no problem. Occasionally, the liver function tests are a little elevated, but if they don't go past a little elevated and if they're doing some good, then it's safe. Niacinamide is available in 1,000 milligram capsules.
Okay.
The quantity I learned from a Dr. Kaufman was 1,000 milligrams three times a day. He said the more you took, the more often, the better it worked. That was for osteoarthritis, by the way. So if one experiences any nausea on that dose, you got to back off. But I have listened to people over and over tell me I didn't get any nausea. I'd say the incidence of nausea is 1 to 2%.
Yes.
So there you go, ma'am. We've got a lot of folks waiting, but this particular circumstance, I'm sorry, but your circumstances have been, in my opinion, just my opinion, of course, really mishandled.
Yes. Can you tell me the spelling, doctor, please, of Dr. Callahan so I can check on that, his research?
Yeah, Callahan. He was one of the originals. I've forgotten. I don't remember the name of the other, but that's out there. Callahan, okay. Testosterone, dry eyes.
Yes. Thank you, doctor, so much. I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. And please get in to see a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and can handle this for you properly.